This is an executive summary of DSD properties, what's available and how to browse offerings, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. When a 1031 investor begins looking at Delaware statutory trusts, one of the first questions is simply, what's available? DST offerings span most major commercial real estate sectors, multifamily apartments, industrial and logistics, net lease retail, medical office and healthcare, self-storage, and more, and they come in two broad financing types, all cash/debt-free DSTs and leveraged DSTs that carry non-recourse debt. The right offering depends on your goals, the equity and debt you need to replace, and your tolerance for risk. Because DST interests are securities, the specific offerings available change continually as sponsors bring new properties to market and existing ones fill up, and individual offerings can't be marketed publicly with promised returns. This guide describes the typical asset classes and offering characteristics generically, explains the difference between debt-free and leveraged DSTs, walks through how to browse current offerings, how to read an offering summary, and how to request the full, current property list. Nothing here names a specific security or guarantees any return. DST interests are securities offered to accredited investors after a suitability review, verify current availability and your tax situation with your advisor and CPA. This is educational information, not advice. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.